This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of the great chief executive officers of the country, Bob Meyer. Bob is the CEO of Phoenix Children's Health System Hospital. He's going to talk to us and try and give us some perspective, which I think is helpful for all leaders. And we'll do it with the microcosm of Phoenix Children's, of where Phoenix Children's was 5, 7, 10 years ago, where it is today, and where they want it to be 10 years from now or in the future. And Phoenix Children's is one of the most remarkable children's healthcare institutions in the country. But just to give a sense of where they're at, where they were, and where they want to go, Bob, let me ask you to spend a moment to introduce yourself and then maybe take us through, you know, where the health system was, where it's at today, and how do you look at it going forward?
Okay, I can do that. Obviously, I'm Bob Meyer, the president and CEO of Phoenix Children's Hospital. It's kind of an interesting question to answer. If you went back 10 years ago, and really, if we looked at it, we came out of an adult parent, like most children's hospitals, in 2003, had all kinds of financial problems, operational problems as a result of that. I was actually here at the time doing the turnaround of the facility when I was still with Ernst & Young. But the real issue with it is to grow into a true children's hospital. It's a very large metropolitan area. Didn't really have that kind of quality children's hospital. So it's really been the whole vision has been growth. How do you grow a pediatric offering? And obviously you've got the competition with the adult systems that want to have children's offerings. So if you went to where we were as we were growing, the decades of the 2000 was really growing our high-end programs. So, you know, our heart center, cancer center, orthopedics, neonatology, et cetera, and really building those high-end programs. The 2000 sort of 10 decade, we turned to a little bit bigger issue, which was then rolling up the healthcare resources. There were three competitors. The flagship of Catholic Healthcare West at the time, St. Joe's, had a hospital within a hospital. We had come out of what was the Good Samaritan Regional Medical Center from, now Banner. And so it was really a three-player kind of a market. And so 2011, we actually did a strategic alliance and combined with St. Joe. And basically it was an interesting, the vision for the sisters, the sponsors, was what we could be together if we put two programs, because they were truly our competitor in the high-end services, had a very good heart program, a good neurosciences, large orthopedics. And so, you know, we were both in the mid-teens in terms of volumes, that kind of stuff nationally. But when you put us together, it just catapulted us up to, you know, the second largest pediatric neurosciences program in the country, the fifth largest heart program. Our cancer program was already in the top 10 and just in volume. But that set us on a course of consolidating the market and building those high-end services. We had just opened a new building. We filled it immediately. And then when we did the consolidation. And since then, you know, we are now building a joint venture with Dignity Women's and Children's Hospital in the fast-growing east suburbs of Phoenix. Major expansion in the west suburbs, with really the vision at the end of the day is to maintain a freestanding, very comprehensive pediatric integrated delivery system across the valley and ultimately the state of Arizona and many of the high-end programs, the Southwest. And so we've made great strides in getting all that done. And so again, some of the new focuses that we're moving into, which will be key to the future, is a big geographic expansion. You know, we operate out of 28 individual sites today, not including the primary care sites, which are quite a bit higher than that. But we're building multiple additional community level acuity inpatient facilities because of the very large area of the valley. And all of that's coming underway. The challenge is
Let me ask you just a couple questions to take you back. Uh-huh. At one point, the facility was sort of in turnaround mode. Just take us to that. And how long ago was that?
Well, that was in 2003. I mean, there was a decision made by the board for a lot of reasons to become a freestanding children's hospital. And to do that, they bought a facility that had been the old doctor's hospital in Phoenix from Triad, one of the HCA spinoffs. So it was a small, older facility, you know, late 60s, early 70s architecture. And the board had a discussion with me when I was in the turnaround about, did I think it was a good idea that they make a good decision, et cetera? And I said, yeah, because we didn't have an identity. When you're a hospital within a hospital, you have no identity. And so for all kinds of reasons, I thought it was the right thing to do, the right physical location. As you sit at the crossing of the 10 and 51 freeways, you can't get a better geographic place in the valley for a major tertiary quaternary hospital. But
so,
we had challenges.
So 2003 spun out, bought a facility, became an independent children's hospital, standalone, and really in a turnaround type of period of time. At what point did the institution start to feel like Phoenix Children's Hospital? And it's not to disparage where it was at that point, but at what point did you start to feel like, wow, we're becoming a serious institution, a great children's hospital? How long did it take to sort of get that going and start to make serious progress? We had some critical mass where you felt, you know, better and better about what Phoenix Children's was doing.
Yeah, I mean, it was a relatively quick turnaround. In 2002, the organization lost just over $50 million from operations on, you know, net revenue base of about $125 million. So it was pretty desperate. That was reversed in 2003 from that $50 million plus operating loss to about a $5 million net income. So a big turnaround in that first year. And then really from then on, it was all about growth, hiring physicians and building, again, as I said, those high-end programs. So pretty rapidly, we started to, I think, get our stride. But the big issue came in that 2011 timeframe when we combined with, again, a 200-bed children's hospital that was running inside St. Joe down the street. It gave us a critical mass to move into just on volume, not reputation, but volume, being in those top 10 in many of our major programs, which allowed us to recruit. So really, I would say we hit our stride in 2011. We had a brand
About 8 to 10 years, grew into a spot where Phoenix Children started to feel like the Phoenix Children of today. Take us forward to 2020 and just give us quickly. So 2003 starts to turn around. By 2010-11, starting to feel like really in a new building, like truly Phoenix Children's. 2020-21, obviously COVID aside, just give us the quick thumbnail on where Phoenix Children's is at today. A high quality institution, ranked well, well-respected. The best children's hospital in the area. Tell us about where Phoenix Children's is at today.
Well, where we are today, and again, what spawned out of that volume base I talked about earlier is the national reputation followed very quickly. So just on volume, number of beds, everything else, we're one of the 10 largest children's hospitals in 2011. But then we really hit our stride recruiting very high-end physicians, which then reflected in our national rankings. So, you know, the last 4 years, we have had all 10 shields and best hospitals, U.S. News and World Report. In leapfrog, we have been a top children's hospital 5 out of the last 8 years. And so the recognition has started rolling in and really accelerated in the last several years, when we've been able to recruit at a very, very high level, you know, at the division chief levels, and really expanding all of our teaching programs, research. So again, all those things that start to build reputational. And again, the beauty of U.S. News and World Report, that's rankings by your peers. And so we think we've really done in a very, very short period of time, kind of all of it. And I think if you were now to start to look at some of the quality stuff that we're doing, you know, we made decisions around our IT infrastructure to do things. So it's a good example. We have a clinical operational data repository with 1.2 million unique pediatric lives in it. So put it in perspective, we have touched, there's about 1.5 million children in the state. 1.2 million of them have a relationship with Phoenix Children's, where we're, you know, collecting information, clinical data on them, outcome data. And as a result of that, using that data repository, we're doing a lot of things around quality, real-time monitoring. And by that, I mean literally real-time patient, what do you call it? We've got a program we just called out Watcher. We are monitoring all the clinical outcomes on a real-time basis of our patients in all settings.
And Bob, so let me take you through this. 2003, turned around the hospital, got it started on the turnaround. By 2010, 2011, it really hit the pride. By 2020, highly ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the best children's hospitals in the country. That's where we've gone in 17 years. You've done far better than the University of Michigan football program, but that's a topic for a different discussion. But truly remarkable from 2003 to 2020. Where do you want to be in 10 years? You've talked to me some about it. Give me the simple version so I can understand it. Now I understand where you've gone, where you were, and where you are, and it's remarkable. Where do you want to be in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think continuing the progress and the national recognition, but we're really now looking at truly, I mean, we have a parent company that holds our membership interest, which is Children's Healthcare of Arizona. And so very much expanding the focus to all of Arizona, but as importantly, the Southwest. I mean, if you were to look at population base, you know, there's really opportunities in Nevada, New Mexico, and for that matter, Mexico developing an international program. So I think, again, a lot of that, the geographic expansion I talked about earlier, we're really pushing out the boundaries. We've got our employed physicians in our license space in Tucson, in about 6 different specialties today. And so I think you're going to see us continuing to push that envelope out into a variety of different places. I think we've got a major goal, and we just hired, as an example, a new Department of Child Health chair. So Dr. Stuart Goldman has joined us from Lurie Children's and Northwestern to lead that program. So real push on our research and in teaching. You know, the number of fellowship programs. When I came here, we had 2 fellowship programs. We've got 25 today and 6 more in approval process. Got the 10th largest pediatric residency program in the country with stellar outcomes in terms of our pass rates for our graduates. So I think it's just that continuing, but in a thoughtful, controlled way. But I think where a real claim to fame, where you're going to see us doing a lot, is around this quality management, our care coordination models. We have built very elaborate systems. I mean, we don't use Epic or Cerner. You know, we use a Microsoft-based architecture with Allscripts. And so a lot of what we're building is unique. And when we show it at places like HIMSS, there's a lot of interest in what we're doing in the IT technology issue. We're moving into partnerships with Philips, other venture capital type people on the innovation front, because we got a lot to license and sell. We've got a lot of patents and products that we're selling. And so, again, I think you're going to see us being that comprehensive, but in all fronts, the innovation, you know, I look at innovation, you know, research for just research purposes is not our agenda. It's really getting innovation and then that transformational push, because we're too young and the medical school here is too young. We're never going to overtake the very established medical schools in basic science research. But, you know, we've got full whole genome sequencing capability. We've got our own genomics labs. We've chosen to go in a very, very targeted way around innovation. And so I think, again, all of that's going to continue. Obviously, we're going to continue to grow. Two more inpatient facilities one's already under construction. The other will start construction shortly, which again meets the geographic needs of our patients. So this is going to be that true original design for a very comprehensive pediatric specific integrated delivery system that again is locally governed. That's ultimately
Bob,
where we're going.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever look up in sort of awe or shock at what you guys have accomplished from where you were 20 years ago? Does it ever sort of like, I mean, you've been at this for a long time. You were an outside consultant to it. You've now run it for 20 plus years. Did you ever wake up and you must beam with pride some days at what you've accomplished at Phoenix Children's? And I know you're a humble person. You really are. But you must periodically beam with pride that you guys have developed this.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to look at some of those things, going all the way back to the beginning, and yes, I do have some pride in what we've done. But, you know, families here for relatively, you know, I mean, it's high-end surgery. It's complicated for cardiac and some of those things, bone marrow transplants, heart transplants. Families in this community had to leave the community and go elsewhere for all that kind of high-end work. All of those services are available here. So in 2017, we did more heart transplants than anybody in the country but Texas Children's. And we continue to do high levels of transplants, things of that nature. You know, if you get into the Novartis CAR T cell stuff, again, we're the second largest delivery site for that therapy in the country today. And I think it's the sort of satisfaction that we accomplish what we started out to do, which is build a world-class children's hospital in a very large growing metropolitan area that just didn't have any of that. And so, yeah, we look around and sitting here looking out my office window at our best children's hospitals, U.S. News World Report banner on the side of the tower. And so that recognition is, we feel good about it.
What you really need on the side of the hospital is a Becker's Healthcare banner saying best children's hospital in the country. I mean, U.S. News and World Report is fine, but it'd be good to have a Becker's Healthcare banner up there as well.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of, you know, those types of banners and, you know, centers of excellence kind of designations. And we're proud of all of them. I mean, for example, this year, you know, we moved and we became a recognized by the American College of Surgeons as a level one children's surgery center. There's one of 28 in the country. And so we keep pushing the boundaries on all of those things because we actually believe getting some of that certification, et cetera, is actually good clinically. It's good for quality. It's good for our families and patients.
But it's also good for, it's also good on, it's a flywheel type thing. It's, you recruit some great surgeons, it's easier to recruit more great surgeons. You recruit great staff, it's easier to recruit more great staff. And it builds on itself to where you become a very powerful institution. Bob, a very impactful institution. Power not for power's sake, power for being great at what you do. I want to thank you, Bob, for sharing the story with us. It's been, to me, incredibly illustrative in understanding Phoenix Children's and the history of it and where you've come to. And it really is something to be remarkably proud of. I mean, it's really amazing what you all, your entire team and you and physicians and staff and leadership and board have accomplished. And thank you for sharing the story today.
Well, you're welcome for the opportunity because we do like to cry. I've got a board member that is an interesting individual, but he often reminds me that we don't boast well. So the opportunity to boast a little bit is probably a very good thing.
Well, we're thrilled to give you that amplification and platform to do so. It's one of the things that we love doing at Becker's Healthcare in all seriousness. It really is. And to hear and understand the story is inspirational as well. It really is something what you all have accomplished. So Bob Meyer, I want to thank you for joining us, President and CEO of Phoenix Children's Health System. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.